أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كذب أصحاب الحجر المرسلين وآتيناهم آياتنا فكانوا عنها معرضين وكانوا ينحتون من الجبال بيوتا آمنين فأخذتهم الصيحة مصبحين فما أغنى عنهم ما كانوا يكسبون صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah number 80 to 84. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the people of Aikah, the people to whom Sayyidina Shu'ayb alayhi salatu was salam was sent, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْحِجْرِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Certainly the people of Hijr had denied the Anbiya alayhim salatu was salam. Who were the people of Hijr? They were the people to whom Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu was salam was sent. Wa ila thamuda akhahum saliha. That is the people of Thamud. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala again makes mention of these people because the people of Makkah had been quite aware of the incidents of Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu was salam and his people. Hence, that area in which they lived was called Hijr. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala calls them Ashabul Hijr, and the surah is also Al-Hijr, in other words named after this. وَآتَيْنَاهُمْ آيَاتِنَا فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. And we gave them our signs. فَكَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ. And they turned away from these signs. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu was salam, from again a very young age, he had invited his people towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he continued to do so until old age had come to him, but they did not accept, and the incident had been discussed in Surah Araf also, and in Surah Hud, that they asked and they demanded that a miracle be shown to them. And that miracle was shown to them in certain narrations. They actually dictated that miracle, that it must be a she-camel, a female camel, that comes from the hill of Katiba that was in their vicinity, and it must be 10 months pregnant. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted this after Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam performed 2 rakats of salat. And then he made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He had taken a covenant from his people. If this miracle happens, then would you bring iman? They agreed. When this happened, very few had brought iman. And then the description of this camel comes in the narrations, a huge camel. Then there was a directive from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that this camel must be left to eat from the grazing lands. The camel will have one day's water from the well, and the people will not be able to draw from that well on that particular day, and then on the alternate day they will have their chance. But the rahmah and the mercy and the kindness of Allah Ta'ala was such that on the day they were not able to draw from the water, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would cause that this camel will give so much of milk that the entire community will fill their water utensils, that which they would normally fill it with water, they will fill it with this milk, and they will sustain themselves. Such was the kindness of Allah. Again, the command was to leave this camel. They hamstrung the camel, they killed it, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا يَنْحِتُونَ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ بُيُوتًا آمِنِينَ. One important aspect was this, that they would carve out houses from the mountains, and they would do this with absolute security. There would be no worry, no concern that anyone would attack them. There was no threat to their lives, there was no threat to their properties. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ السَّيْحَةُ مُصْبِحِينَ. But when this happened, they hamstrung that camel, then obviously now they invited the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu was salam had given them a notice of this azab of Allah, that within 3 days the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will come down. And when this azab of Allah Ta'ala comes, then you're not going to be spared. Allah Rabbul Izzat gave them these 3 days. Rather, instead of turning to Allah and making tawbah in those 3 days, they began to connive and they decided they should assassinate this Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He gave them a sign that on the first day, your people's faces will turn yellow. Yellow as though it has been painted yellow. And then on the second day, it will turn red. And on the third day, it will turn black. Now all of this they could see on their own faces. They could see on the faces of those next to them. The clear signs of the azab of Allah was there. Again and again he asked them to make tawbah, to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. All you need to do is ask Allah for forgiveness and bring iman in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They did not do so. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed them. فَمَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. All that they earned was of no avail to them. In Surah Araf, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَصْبَحُوا جَاثِمِينَ, that they were like birds that came down to the ground, as mighty as they were. And here Allah Ta'ala once again shows Allah Ta'ala's power and Allah's might, that whoever it may be, Allah grants the opportunity to make tawbah, to turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala in this particular instance showed the very clear signs. In other instances, Allah Ta'ala may show us the signs were not as clear, but here it was very clear, but the arrogance had denied them the opportunity to turn towards Allah and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.